Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Okay, put the margaritas down. The margarita's down. I gotta tell you, man, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo, you know, we love finding a reason to party. I think it's awesome. I mean, I love Cinco de Mayo. By the way, it has nothing to do with Mexican Independence Day. So for those of you thinking that you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, right, to allow Mexicans, you know, a day to celebrate their independence, you got the day wrong. Their Independence Day is like September, mid-September, like September 16th, something like that, okay? So, you know, we just got done with Fight Weekend, where I live in Las Vegas. And, by the way, I did not get to watch the fight. I was in New York City over the weekend for a family event. And so I had no idea what was going on with the fight. And in Las Vegas, it was huge because of all the tourists coming in and, you know, everybody was working. Nobody had a night off. We expected this to be kind of like New Year's Eve. Crazy. And it was crazy busy, but I guess I heard not a lot of blood or swelling or bruising, although Pacquiao, I guess, has to have a rotator cuff surgery repair. We'll talk about rotator cuffs. A lot of you guys have rotator cuff issues, so we'll talk about that. But, a lot of you guys thought it was kind of a dud, but it was exciting for me, and the reason why the fight was exciting for me is I didn't get to watch the fight. I had all this anticipation, and all I had was Facebook. So I was sitting there hugging my computer at about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning New York time while you guys were watching it on the West Coast. And you guys were giving me Facebook updates and tweets. And so I was sitting there and I was hearing this round, this round, this round, this round. It sounds like it went by fast. And then all of a sudden they said unanimous decision, Mayweather won. No surprise there. We knew Mayweather would win. Not because he's a better boxer, but just because it was just one of those things where, you know, it's kind of like Rocky. You watch a Rocky movie, you know Rocky's going to eventually win. It was just kind of one of those things. And so, I know there was a lot of hype and you guys were all upset. You're like, really? No big deal. To me it was a big deal because I got to basically reenact the 1930s where I was sitting there hugging my computer and just watching, you know, my husband's in bed and I'm sitting there going, no, hold on a second. You know, they're like in round 11. So thank you guys. For those of you on Facebook, I know I haven't met you guys, but I felt like we really, really bonded. So now we got Cinco de Mayo. And people are like, yay, Cinco de Mayo, feliz, Cinco de Mayo. I forget, it has nothing to do with Independence Day. Their Independence Day is in September. Basically, it commemorates the Battle of Puebla. It was a French-Mexican war, all right? And there was the Mexican Army's victory over France back in 1862. And this commemorates that. In fact, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo more in America than they do in Mexico. And a lot of the Mexicans are sitting there looking up at us in America going, what the hell? Really, guys? Come on. You know, but, you know, they go with it. And they allow us to get all crazy and poo-poo-faced with tequila and agave. Tequila comes from the agave cactus plant. And, you know, they let us get all crazy and excited because, you know, we bring up a lot of customs and there's a lot of freebies, too. One day I'll go into the history of Cinco de Mayo. That's actually very, very interesting. It really is. But we make it a huge holiday here. So a lot of freebies you get today on Cinco de Mayo. Applebee's. According to ABC News, Applebee's has a Dos Equis bucket special. Dos Equis, it's actually Equis is X's. So Dos Equis bucket special, 5 for $18.99 plus happy hour, half-priced appetizers. I can't go. My kid's got a playoff game. So, no, I'm not going to have one margarita Cinco de Mayo. I know, and I got to see patients. I know my patients always like to bring me tequila today, but I just got to store it up. Baja Fresh, if you cater order more than $100 more, you get a free 8-ounce guacamole with chips and an order of churros. My Spanish textbook, my third-year Spanish textbook in high school was churros y chocolates. Have you guys ever had a churro dipped in chocolate? Yum. And I guess El Pollo Loco has chocolate churros, where it's made of the chocolate dough. I mean, wow. All right. Chili's has $5 Presidente Margaritas and $3.50 Dos Equis. Del Taco has Tuesday Taco Night from 3 to 11. Three regular tacos for $1.09. Moe's Southwest Grill. The first 50 fans get, I guess, T-shirts and their salsa and all sorts of yummy stuff there. Sonic, half-price drinks at Sonic. Again, no tequila. Starbucks, I guess, what do they have? They have half off any Frappuccino. I don't know how they make that Mexican sounding. Well, Frappuccino, that's Italian. So they got you know, what are they going to do? Half off, all right? Taco Bell, I guess Taco Bell was giving one free sausage or bacon biscuit taco from 7 to 11. Tijuana Flats, there's a $5.49 combo deal. And Virgin America, Flyo de Mayo, they call it. Come on, really? Flyo de Mayo. Smart, though, because their airfare starts at $55 each way if you purchase in the next 3 days before Thursday night, if you plan to fly between September 8th and November 18th. The lowest sale fares are valid for travel Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and seats are limited. I have a wedding to go to in October, so I may want to take advantage of that. Flyo de Mayo. All right, so, of course, whenever we want to celebrate a holiday, somebody's got to come out and ruin it for us by coming up with healthy tips. And because I'm a medical talk show, I got to talk about it. So here's Dr. Dahlia giving you some medical healthy food tips. This is being reported by Fox News. They got a Greek guacamole where you can make with plain Greek yogurt. All right, so you could do guacamole with yogurt, and then you could save 100 calories. So you can make it more creamy. I like chunky guacamole. I don't like my guacamole creamy. I like big chunks of avocado and tomato, and cheese and onions. I like to crunch my guacamole. There's a spicy Mexican grilled corn. All right, you could make corn on the cob, put some powdered lime seasoning, sea salt. There's a black bean tortilla soup. Beans make you fart, but that's okay because it gives you fiber. Fish tacos and skinny margaritas. Good luck, guys, with that one. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. All right, espere cinco minutos. I'm coming right back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sorry. That's what happens when you're off a couple days in a whirlwind, crazy last few days. I'm back. Dr. Dahlia Show. Hi. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working dolls. I miss Tom. I was texting him throughout the weekend. I was like, help me. I can't get back home.
I miss you, buddy.
I missed you so much. Tom, by the way, has the most awesome videos of dogs and cats hugging and squirrels and vermin and all sorts of stuff. He could find the cutest, like, porcupine picture. So if you guys ever need that, get a hold of Tom.
I am all about the adorable.
I know you are. All about it. Thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Some of you asked how my mom's knee surgery was. Thank you for caring about my mom's knees. You guys gave my mom more attention than I did. She had bilateral knee surgery, was ready to go to the casino, you know, later that day. I had to stop her. She went well. They didn't let me watch. I can't go into the surgeries anymore. Ever since the whole Joan Rivers fiasco, where people non-contracted with the hospitals or surgical centers, because, you know, I used to years ago go in and watch, you know, and I learned a lot, you know, and, you know, I could even advise, you know, can you do a lobotomy while you're there? So I had to sit in the waiting room, and I really feel for you guys having to sit in a waiting room waiting for your loved one to have surgery. Now, thank God I had Candy Crush, because it was a boring wait. Because what do? You sit there and go, okay, what if they die? You know, am I even in the will? Did she even put me in the will? You know, she really didn't like me as a kid. I'm not my mom's favorite. You guys know that. Everybody in my family thinks I'm the favorite, but I'm not. I am probably my mom's least favorite child. And I told her it's okay for her to admit it. You know, I mean, it's really no secret. I think it's because I was kind of a B, you know, growing up, and I kind of call my mom on a lot of things, and, you know, the boys in the family, you know, are a little bit more lovey-dovey to her, you know, because I'm a woman. I'm like, please, you know, don't be crying, PMS. You've been in menopause for 25 years. Stop it. So I'm not really, you know, her favorite, and, you know, we kind of live near each other, you know, because we have to, and I love my mom, but I know gosh darn well I'm not her favorite. So, you just kind of go through that going, okay, well, you know, do I want to try to be her favorite? Do I want to compete with my siblings to be her favorite? Everybody's like, no, mom shouldn't have a favorite. Oh, they do. Mom, do I have a favorite kid? I don't have a favorite one of my children, my two boys. I have two boys, okay? I don't have a favorite son. That won't happen because I only have two. But I have to tell you, there are certain things I prefer to do with either. And I am very open about it, okay? So if I have to go shopping, I will not go with the older boy. The older boy makes me miserable. So I'm like, you just get the hell away from me. You just stay far away from me. I want nothing to do with you today. I'm going to take the other one. Yet, when I need manpower and lifting and help, I love going with my first boy. My first boy will jump in. He'll gripe about it, but he'll jump in, whereas the other one always has to go, always says, so I got to go to the bathroom. So he's always in the bathroom, no matter where we go. And so, I have favorites depending on the situation, okay? You know, sometimes we have to stay overnight in a hotel, you know, where we go. And I can't, the boys, I try to sleep with my husband in one bed, and the boys are supposed to sleep in the other bed, right? You know, there's like two doubles or two queens. Well, it doesn't work because the boys fight, and they kick each other, and they fight, and they Dutch oven each other. So I have to then say, you know what, fine, what we're going to do is we'll split up. You are going to be next to Daddy, and then you're going to be next to me. And I prefer to sleep next to the older one and not the younger, because the younger one sticks his foot in my ear when he's asleep. He elbows me, whereas the older one doesn't move when he sleeps. So when we're camping, same thing. I will sleep next to the older one or my husband, but I want my younger one completely out in bear country as far as I'm concerned, because he doesn't let me sleep. So, you know, nobody admits that as a parent, but I have no problem admitting that. So, anyway, that's that. What was I talking about, Cinco de Mayo? I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, okay, so anyway. Oh, yes, yes, take it to my, oh, yeah. Now we're talking about my mom and you guys stuck in the waiting room. So I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and, you know, I'm, you know, playing Candy Crush, and I run out of lives, and you guys didn't send me new lives. I don't understand why you're Facebook friends if you don't send me Candy Crush lives. And somebody starts to pipe up in the middle of the waiting room at the surgical center telling other people waiting to go back to surgery what they should do. Pre-op, post-op, etc. Now, this guy had no medical experience whatsoever, but he had multiple knee surgeries. So he starts talking like, you know, he knows it all. Well, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do that. Now, I start to perk up because I'm always worried that I'm going to have competition for the Dr. Dahlia show, okay? You know, I mean, I'm like, wait a second here. He's trying to give advice. He's being loud about it. He's acting like a Mr. Know-It-All. He's going after my job. So I'm looking around to make sure nobody's YouTubing this, because the last thing I need is this guy to be an internet sensation when I'm sitting here, you know, busting my butt 6 days a week doing the Dr. Dahlia show. So I'm starting to listen to this guy's advice. And you know what? I start to find myself taking notes. I'm like, really? Really? Let's go. Okay. Now, I'm kind of well known in my city because I'm on TV a lot in news. And he catches me, look at him. And here's somebody just on top of his pedestal talk about you got to do this and you got to stretch and you got to do this and you got to ice and you got to do this, you got to do this. And then he sees me and he recognized me. And all of a sudden, he starts to, like, just shrink, you know, like, oh, my gosh, okay? You know, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to walk over. And I walked over, and you could hear his heart start to race. You know, like, oh, my gosh, is she going to go all cray-cray on me because I am sitting here trying to be the medical guru of the room? And I look at him, and look at the patient, I go, he's right, go listen to him. And I'm like, ah! Okay, and then he just went on talking. Now, the other part of the waiting room was like, can you please get this guy to shut up? But I'm like, you want to know what? You know, he's giving some good advice. When he tells some bad advice, I will step in, and then I will give my advice. But by then, they go, Dahlia, your mom is ready. I go, my mom is ready for what? For you to take her home. I'm like, I don't want to take her home. I want to leave her here. Like, no, you need to take her home. I go, why? They're like, we don't want her. So then I went. I saw my mom. And, you know, she's just, you know, I love you. I go, no, you don't. And so, you know, I took her home. And that was it. But it's hard. I don't know how you guys do it. See, me being the doctor, I get to be the one doing the surgery. I get to be the one talking to you as a patient. Or I get to be the one delivering the baby. You know, we doctors get to pass the time doing. All you guys get to do is the wait, and the wait stinks. And I wish I could make that easier for you guys, but man, I tell you, waiting for somebody to go through surgery and being scared about what's going on or what the results are, I really worry about you. A friend of mine, there's a friend of mine that this is a case I need to tell you guys about, not to freak you out, but this is something that's going on. Came in not feeling very good, just feeling you know, just kind of tired, sick, flu-like. And it was around flu season. So, you know, I wasn't going to run a bunch of expensive, fancy tests, but I just kind of wanted to observe what was going on, and I ran some baseline blood tests. He's a little anemic because he has thalassemia, a type of hemoglobin that carries red blood cells. I just, you know, ran some baseline blood work, and luck of the draw, he said to me that he feels like crap. Doc, I just feel like blank. He didn't say crap, he said the S word. I just feel like crap. Blink, okay? And I'm like, really? Well, whenever somebody says that, I think mono. So I'm like, well, I'm going to run a mono test on you. So I ran a mono test, and it was positive. So I'm like, oh, no wonder. All right, you have mono. All right, you know, liver enzymes were up. Things just weren't right. Okay. Well, he starts to get over the mono, but he still doesn't feel right. He's just not feeling right. All right, so I sent him to the GI doctor. We get a CAT scan, little bit of thickening in part of the intestine, but everything else is coming back fine. His blood tests are coming back great, except still the mild anemia, et cetera. So I hear on Facebook that he's still feeling bad, because I thought he felt better last time I talked to him. I'm like, you're still feeling bad? What's going on? He's like, I don't know. I think I'm still feeling bad. I go, you know what? This could be more than just mono. So we get him in with a blood specialist, and luck of the draw, the blood specialist finds a neuroendocrine tumor. Not so much the same one that Steve Jobs had, but in a similar family. And currently, today, he's going in for biopsy. And we're hoping that it's something that we can knock out of the ballpark. Most of these things are found metastatically. But, you know, one point I want to make on this, and we're going to be talking about this in the next section as we're going to talk about telemedicine and what you should be doing as a patient so you don't get something missed, is one diagnosis, the diagnosis of mono, not only helps save his life, but it also could have hurt his life. And we're going to talk about how to bypass, how to misstep those landmines that you could fall across with your own diagnosis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Later today, we're going to be talking about some of the stories that have come in, like beard bacteria being compared, men with beards, right? Their beard being compared to feces, all right? And a buttock. because of the bacteria found on the beard. We're going to talk about that. You guys can calm down. It's not as bad as it thinks. Also, if you are a diabetic patient and you're overweight, you may outlive a skinnier diabetic patient. We're going to talk about that. All right. We're also going to talk about how Polish doctors have done a earth-shattering throat area transplant. We're going to talk about that. Polish doctors, and you need to stop it. I'm part Polish. I've heard all the Polish jokes. Stop it. Okay? Yeah. There. And that's, by the way, that's not politically correct. You're not allowed to make Polish jokes. Okay? We got fruit sugars. When you guys eat fruit as a snack, that may actually worsen your food cravings because there's sugar in them. Sugar makes you crave. And for those of us that have football kids, my son has just joined football. We're all worried about concussions with these kids. Apparently, concussion injuries among football players happen more often during practice than the actual game itself. And then we got a Texas high school that has a huge chlamydia outbreak. And they don't really have a very good sex ed program. So a little ironic there. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the things I talk about on the show a lot is how you need to approach your doctor or your medical provider, because you don't get that. You know, your parents tell you about the birds and the bees. Your dad tells you how to deal with your future wife. Your brother teaches you how to deal with a girlfriend. Your older sister kind of tells you what to do with your period and your maxi pads. But nobody tells you how to deal with your doctor. So I guess that's my job. Okay? All right? Dr. Dahlia. That's my job. And the reason why is I think when things go wrong or when things go right, a lot of it is on your shoulders, okay? And there's a way to communicate with your doctor that is just not taught, even by the doctor themselves, all right? We're busy. We're running around. We're seeing a lot of patients. You may say, yeah, I got a bronchitis, and it's not a bronchitis. It's a lung cancer. You know, how do you know? You know, you think you have bronchitis, so you're starting to use those terms rather than saying, you know, I'm having this, you know, congested feeling in my chest. I feel like something's in there, and it's causing me to cough. All right, so I've kind of trained a lot of you on how to approach the doctor. Don't come up with a diagnosis. I know a lot of you guys use bronchitis interchangeably with cough, but don't. All right, tell them what you have. I got a cough. I have a feeling like there's something in my chest. I have this. I have that. All right, and you know, just talk about what are facts. I am coughing. I feel like there's something in my throat. Don't come in and say I got post-nasal drip, okay, like one of you did, and then you ended up having a base-of-the-tongue throat cancer or base-of-the-tongue cancer that went to the throat. All right, say what you have. I got a feeling like there's something in my throat. I got a feeling like there's something in my chest. All right, I'm having numbness. I'm having this, okay? Tell us what you think is going on. Okay, with objective, tell us the honest-to-God facts. So this case I'm telling you about where somebody was coming in feeling like crap. He had a tumor, okay, the whole time. Or I don't want to say the whole time, but it appears he has a tumor. We're right now trying to get a biopsy and trying to get a definitive diagnosis. But because he felt like crap and he told me that, we ran a mono test and he showed up positive for mono. Now, as many of you know, when you get diagnosed with mono, you can feel like crap for months, okay? So here we are in our current healthcare system. And our current healthcare system dictates to not start running expensive tests when you come up with the diagnosis of why somebody's not feeling right. So you got somebody not feeling right. You got a diagnosis. You got a definitive diagnosis, okay? You teach them. You educate them, et cetera. And you don't start running PET scans and all sorts of other stuff willy-nilly when you find something. And the new doctors are being taught that way. The nurse practitioners, physician assistants were taught that once you diagnose strep throat, you treat the strep throat. You diagnose bronchitis, you treat the bronchitis. Yet I was taught to always have in the back of my head the idea of what if something's not getting better, what's going to be the plan? And so what I've started to do, and this is extremely important for those of you that are going to start doing telemedicine with your doctor, where you're going to start talking to your doctor over the telephone or over Skype, this is going to be huge, and it's getting bigger by the minute, and we're going to talk about that also today. But convenience, cheaper, etc. All right, you need to know that if you don't get better, what are the next few plans? Now, it's very, very difficult when you're diagnosed with something. Because when you're diagnosed with something like mono, like in this particular case, well, we know what happens with mono. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel crappy. You have the Epstein-Barr virus. Okay, you can feel, you know, like crap for a while. Okay, you need to say to your doctor, medical provider, okay, what if there's something else on top of this? Now, most doctors will say, look, you know, what else more could there be? Thank God, this person communicated with me, and I had absolutely no problem going the next step, a couple steps more down the line, and thank God I am surrounded by specialists who really know their stuff. So this one specialist says, look, you know, it looks like you had all the appropriate tests, but just for poops and giggles, let me entertain the idea that a neuroendocrine tumor could be going on. He wasn't having the flushing. He wasn't having the same symptoms that I, when he presented with me, but once things started to change away from the mono diagnosis, other things started to manifest. So he got screened with an octreotide scan, and lo and behold, we see a tumor within the lining of his intestine, okay? So here we are now at the step where we're probably going to have that portion removed. Doesn't look like anything metastasized, thank God, and he'll hopefully be fine. But the reason why we're talking about this and why we're bringing something like this up is because look how scary it could be that you're given a diagnosis. This mono could have prevented him from getting evaluated deeper. Or because he had mono, all right, and I wanted to follow up and keep an eye on him and check the liver and have him, you know, evaluated, it saved his life. Sometimes these things could save your life, and sometimes these things could not, and they could be a distraction. So, I've been criticized for having GI doctors evaluate patients with elevated liver enzymes. I can't tell you how many of my mono patients, and mono is a virus that affects the lymph glands. It makes you tired, gives you a sore throat. You just kind of feel fluish for a long time. You really don't want to give antibiotics because it gives you a rash, but sometimes you could get a secondary infection from the sore throat. And a lot of times the liver enzymes go high. And when I run blood work, when somebody's not feeling well and I have the liver enzymes high, I like to have a liver doctor evaluate. And I've been criticized, going, that's ridiculous. You know, gosh darn well, the mono's, messing with the liver. Why would you do that? Why would you waste time and money? And I go, because something else could be going on. Okay, maybe something else is bothering the liver. How the hell do I know that? Why am I just going to blame the mono? And mono is one of those things where you can have something else go on, but because you're so distracted with the mono, you don't look for other things. So for any of you that get a diagnosis like that, or you get a diagnosis of the flu, or you get a diagnosis of something, I implore you, I beg you, to make sure you're still on top of it. Go, look, I'm still not feeling right. How do I know, doctor, medical provider, that there's not something else going on and just coincidentally I got this virus or I got this flu, etc., and there's something going on? Now, what the doctor will ask you or the medical provider will ask you is, did you have anything before the diagnosis? Well, you know, come to think of it, I think this might have started months before, you know, or years before. Right? It's difficult because you don't want tons of tests being run, but on the flip side, you want to make sure that things get caught. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Are beards equivalent to your anus? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is what happened with the beard and the butt, okay? There was a survey by a New Mexico TV station, KOAT-TV, which I guess used a Quest Diagnostics microbiologist to evaluate germ swabs from a handful of brave men for a test of their facial hair's cleanliness. The report uncovered bacteria comparable to that found on putties in several of the beard. This is being reported by New York Daily News. Quest John Golubic told the TV station while holding up a brown-stained Petri dish, these are the kinds of things you find in feces. It certainly shows a degree of uncleanliness that could be somewhat disturbing. Now, this is not obviously the most scientific type of study out there, but it is interesting. It was a study of 408 male hospital workers with and without facial hair that turned out similar bacteria colonization rates on the men's, I guess, countenances. I don't know what, I don't know if they're talking about tushy or toilets. Some bacteria species actually showed up more frequently in the clean-shaven men than those with beards. That's why you guys really, really need to be careful, you know, where you put your face. Regardless, both beard aficionados and those petrified by the Petri dish results can agree that routine shampoo rinsing and hand cleaning helps keep the whiskers clean and disinfected. Yeah, see, a lot of you guys, if your hands are dirty, and then you touch or stroke your beard, the beard is dirty. Where I see this very relevant is some of you guys drop food on your beard, and then you take the food off the beard and eat it. I would not do that. Stephen Wilson of beard appreciation and education website beards.org wrote in an email that the TV station could have taken a more responsible approach to the story, which would be to pursue a more rigorous scientific investigation before making any sweeping conclusions. Look at all this controversy over the beard and poo-poo bacteria. But he added, the main lesson to be learned is that the regular practice of proper personal hygiene is always a good idea. That includes one beard. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, because many of you guys have beards and you are freaking out, just freaking out that nobody is going to want to kiss you or make out with you or whatever because you have a beard. You know, it's interesting. What do women like? Some women really dig the facial hair, okay? Some women like the clean, shaven look, okay? I like it all right? Let's look at Viggo Mortensen. Let's just pull a handsome guy out of the air, okay? Viggo Mortensen. When he has been shaved, like in Crimson Tide, sexy. I love seeing his jawline. Sexy. But in Lord of the Rings, he had facial hair. He had a lot of scruff. Again, sexy. Very sexy. Now, Legolas with a beard, still maybe sexy, but maybe not looking as good. He'd probably have to have like a pointed beard. Legolas had some facial hair in a couple of the movies, and he didn't look as good. But overall, if you're sexy, it doesn't matter if you got the beard or not, okay? Duck Dynasty beards, to me, are a little too much, okay? If it's soft hair and I could rub the beard on my cheek, you know, because it's very soft, I like it. But if it's very scraggly and unconditioned, no. Now, one of you listeners has shown me a picture. I think you're one of my trucker listeners. You braid your beard. I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I want to see a beard. I think it's cool that you have enough hair to braid it. And yes, maybe in essence you are keeping a lot of the hairs clean. But to me, it's not very sexy. All right, I'm just putting that out there. All right, but what I recommend you all do is make sure you clean your face. A lot of you guys, you only clean your face in the shower. We women, we clean a lot because we got makeup, so we probably wash our faces a little bit more often. But still, nonetheless, I'm not sure if the bacteria is E. coli or what it is. that they found. But either way, still disgusting. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a 37-year-old patient who suffered from advanced cancer of the voice box, only 37 years old. So that is laryngeal cancer. And Polish surgeons said they have successfully performed a rare and extensive transplant of the throat area. Dr. Adam Maszewski said the 37-year-old patient suffered from cancer that made it impossible for him to breathe, swallow, and speak. So the transplant had to include windpipe, esophagus, thyroid, with adjacent glands, muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and skin. The patient is being identified as Michal, appeared at the medical team's news conference, okay? He says he can now swallow liquefied, mushed food. This procedure was performed April 11th and took 17 hours. He was able to whisper thanks with what he had with his voice box. Two similar but less extensive transplants have been performed previously in the world, according to Dr. Maszewski. Now, a transplant surgeon in Sweden who wasn't involved in the Polish surgery said the surgeon should be congratulated if they have succeeded. So that's kind of nice that you're having other, you know, countries go, good job. You know, usually people rip on each other, like that guy that wants to do the head transplant. Boy, is he getting a lot of flack on that one. So he's going to have extensive rehab, etc. The problem is we do worry about rejections. Apparently in 2001, the man had a kidney transplant and has been on immune suppressive medication. 2009, he was diagnosed with advanced voice box cancer. He had his voice box and thyroid gland removed, larynx basically, and underwent chemotherapy. You know, when you look at how could a 37-year-old get laryngeal cancer, if he was on immunosuppressive medication since 2001 to keep the kidney, then his immune system isn't at its full potential to fight off cancer cells. You know, we're really, really nervous about people on chronic steroids or people on chronic immune suppressants because they could be more at risk for cancer. So it's one of those things where if you are using anything like that, chronic steroids, immune suppressants, you want to make sure you're being screened pretty thoroughly. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh boy, gosh, we got a lot to talk about. Let me see, concussion injuries. Okay. A recently conducted study has found that concussion injuries in high school and college football players are occurring more often during practice than during the games. All right? They say that the researchers gathered data on concussions among non-professional football players aged 5 to 23 during two consecutive seasons. Researchers at the Dataless Center for Sports Injury Research and Prevention analyzed data from more than 115 youth football teams, 96 high school programs, and from 24 colleges. The study published in the JAMA Pediatrics Journal of American Medical Association said that the youngest players, concussions occurred more frequently during games, but for both high school and college players, 57% of those concussions suffered during practice. You know, my son right now is a football team now in high school. And I really got to hand it to the coaches for getting him in shape. He's really starting to get into shape. I'm a little nervous as a mom because I think the girls are checking him out. And I'm like, this is my boy. Leave me alone. Get the stepping. He's got work to do, right? He's got to get through school. He's got to get through football. Girls, go bye-bye. So I'm a little nervous about that. Okay? And he's my baby, so I really need to protect my baby away from somebody who wants to, you know, hook their nails into him. This is my baby, leave him alone. Anyway, he's a football player, and they're making him do weights. I've got to make sure he's not doing the dead weights, you know, because I'm worried about discs, etc. But they do a lot. I mean, you go through major workouts. And if you don't have the control and you got all that testosterone, things can happen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.